¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she found a new place with a new roommate who was crazy, and they had a ghost.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you would like to hear your ghost story on the podcast, share it with us. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive? Become a premium subscriber. Go to Apple Podcasts. You can even try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm broke. I need a new place to live. Okay, I found this roommate. My roommate's crazy. Oh, crap. And we have a ghost.
Right, as if there's not enough stress that goes with moving and living with a new person already. Boom, ghost.
Oh, of course. I'm saving money, but at what expense to my mental health? So let's dive in.
Okay.
First off, I absolutely love you guys and have spent endless hours listening to your podcast. I recently became an EPP member. I have many to share, but I will start with the time from when I rented a room from a girl I didn't know. I had just split from my boyfriend and at the time couldn't afford a place of my own. She seemed okay. I like this part. In parentheses, at the beginning.
At the beginning.
She seemed okay. At the beginning. But after staying a few nights there, I found myself sleeping with the lights on. I never felt at ease.
That bad.
I never felt at ease and would often see things out of the corner of my eye. It was winter, and yet the vertical blinds would sway as if a window was open. No windows were open, and the heater was off, so I couldn't explain why it happened. I tried to shake it off, but couldn't ignore that the two cats would be distressed, and the hair on their backs would raise while looking in that direction. You know, the other night, that reminded me, I was on the sofa, my cat Rizzo was on my lap, and Rizzo's super cuddly and sweet, and she just sits up, and she starts looking right behind me, like she's watching something. And I'm like, oh, is it a fly or something? And so I turn around. I have no idea what she was looking at. Hmm. So I know that feeling when the cats are like, what is that?
Yeah, animals do it a lot. Mm-hmm.
It was really weird. Anyway, as the days went by, I tried to spend less time there as I could possibly could. For one, my roommate was kind of a weirdo, and I never knew when she would be in a bad mood. And two, the place seriously creeped me out. Then came the 2 weeks she went out of state. I gratefully had the place to myself. On the first night, I was home watching TV and could faintly hear water running. Confused because I hadn't been there for all of about 30 minutes and certainly not been in the kitchen, the hairs on my neck stood up and I instantly got the chills as I walked to the kitchen and turned the light on to see that the faucet had been turned on and it wasn't just a trickle, it was on all the way.
I quickly
turned it off, grabbed my keys, and slept at a friend's house. So 2 nights later, after dinner out with friends, I decided to go home and keep the kitties company. There I was again, alone, watching a movie. The cats were uneasy and kept growling and pacing the room, which is weird, looking at something I didn't see. I was beginning to get anxious myself, so I went to the kitchen to get a beer. I immediately saw a burner on the stove was on and bright red. What the fuck? I had eaten out with friends and couldn't have accidentally left the stove on. Then the blinds on the sliding glass door moved as if a gust of air went by. I was freaking out and called a friend over to stay with me. The next morning, I called my roommate to ask her if she, too, had experienced anything paranormal. I wasn't surprised to hear that she, in fact, had things happen as well. For instance, She said one time she was vacuuming and then left the house to go to the store real quick and hadn't put away the vacuum. She came back and opened the door to the sound of the vacuum on. Did she leave it running.
No way.
There's no way you would leave your vacuum on.
No, that just wouldn't happen.
But there is a way. It's like, I'm vacuuming. Oh, crap. I forgot that one thing. I'm going to run to the store now that I'm thinking about it and leave the vacuum right there. I'd see that. I'm not leaving it on.
No.
I asked if she knew the history of her home, and she said it was rumored that someone was murdered there.
Oh, way to bury the lead. Like, I mean, seriously, if you need it, that needs to be full disclosure when you move in somewhere. By the way, there was a murder here.
And I had a conversation with this woman recently on the other show, The Grave Talks, about houses that people have been murdered in. Is it even possible for it to not have, maybe it's not haunted, but wouldn't there be some sort of negative energy about the house? Can you completely cleanse that out of a house?
I had a murder house right behind me one time.
Yeah.
And it sat there for a long time. You know, they had to have the trial and everything and all that. And it took a long time.
Oh, it sat there empty for years, a couple of years.
I would bet 4 or 5 years, yeah. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Before they got through everything and then ended up selling it. And this single woman who was retired moved in there. And I always thought, how did she move into that house by herself even? And, you know, one time I even asked her, how's it going in the house? It's like, are you?
How's it going?
And
house.
Like, and I think at first she thought, oh, great, you know, and everything. And I said, anything weird ever happened? You know, oh, no, nothing at all. And I was like, and it didn't seem to faze her at all that there'd been this murder in this house. She loved her house.
I don't totally remember the story now, but it was a woman. And the boyfriend killed her. And wasn't there a child in the house at the same time as well?
There was, yeah. There was a little 2-year-old in there at that time. Kathy, 2 or 3.
Kathy even had to go to court.
Yeah.
She had to testify.
Yeah. But anyway, I've always thought of that, like, how that, you're right. How could it not have negative energy? How could you not feel this heavy presence in there? It ought to be full disclosure, and honestly, I think in a lot of states, if they sell a house, yeah. they by law have to disclose that someone was murdered in the house. I think that is a thing. And I don't know all states have it, but I know quite a few do.
I should probably clarify that Kathy did have to testify, but it wasn't like you were involved with the murder.
No, anyway, I didn't.
She was walking.
It was
a big block, and she would go out walking every night. And so it kind of put a time frame on the murder.
Because I saw his truck in front of the house. So, you know.
Yeah.
That,
as soon as I
placed
that,
his truck at the scene. That's all people. Yes. Thanks for clarifying that for me.
Yeah. She didn't have anything to do with the murder.
No, anyway.
But yeah, I believe that's right. You know, I believe that if there has been a murder in the house, that if you bought the house, you should know that. It just seems like something you should know about. In their little, like, I'm going to rent this for $200 a month from you agreement. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, tell you that there was a murder here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't even remember where I was in this story.
Hold on, sorry. I got us kind of all off on there, but I was so like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Okay. From then on, while she was out of town, I wouldn't stay by myself. One night, though, after work, I had a date planned. I had to go home to freshen up and change. I was rushing so as not to have to be there longer than necessary. I fed the cats and grabbed my coat, purse, and I couldn't find my keys. I searched everywhere, and they were nowhere. I was about in tears because I kept hearing noises, and I felt as if I wasn't alone all the while frantically looking for my keys so I could just get the hell out of there.
Oh,
I know. And that was in all caps, too.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
I began yelling at the ghost, begging him to give my keys back. I went to my room, turned on the light, and there were my keys, right in plain sight in the middle of the floor. No way I could have overlooked them. I had looked in there like 10 times already. I had been searching for about a half hour. Most of my belongings were in storage, so my room consisted of a bed, a few clothes, so it was pretty empty. When I picked up my keys, they were ice cold, as if they had been in the freezer.
Weird.
I had goosebumps and felt very afraid, so I left immediately. The next day, I went to a cool spiritual store that sold a variety of books, stones, herbs, and whatnot. I asked them for any advice on how to get rid of ghosts. They sold me a small bottle of holy water and some twined sage to smudge the place. I tried it, but it still felt unwelcoming there. Needless to say, my roommate turned out to be a whack job, and I moved out shortly thereafter. I hope you enjoyed my story.
It was a good one. I did enjoy it.
And it sounds like she did not live there for very long.
Wow.
How intense would that be? There's a presence in the house. You know, burners are being turned on. Vacuums are turning on. Faucets are turning on. Mm-hmm. Cats are freaking out. And then you're living with a wacko. So then you feel like locking your doors at night, I would imagine.
Immediately, she was sleeping with the lights on. It didn't take any time at all that she was uncomfortable.
And said never knew what kind of mood she'd be in when she got home. So one of those types.
Yeah, so then you've got all of the drama that goes with everything on top of being afraid.
Man, I bet. Wow. I bet she never felt better than when she spent the night in a regular nice place.
Don't you know that feeling, though? Like when you're in a place like that and you don't want to be there, like she's trying to change her clothes and get out of there and she's afraid and she just wants out and then she doesn't have the keys and like you just want to start crying.
And it is weird that the keys were ice cold.
I'll bet she felt guilty leaving the cats there, too.
I would have.
You know, because I've had places before that were like that. And I've always felt horrible leaving my dog to go to work.
But you have to.
Like, I just never knew what would happen. Well, you know, sometimes they would be locked in closets and things. So I just never felt comfortable leaving my dog.
Remember my last house that I lived in? And I had a living room in the basement. So my dogs would always hang out with me in the basement. And then one day, and I was going to let Buddy outside. And so we're in the kitchen. The only light on was in the kitchen. And I turned to let Buddy out. And I heard right behind me, like in a whisper, like right behind me, like somebody leaned in and was almost touching my hair and said, "Buddy." And I was like, "Whoa, what the hell was that?" The window was open just a little bit, like a couple inches. And I went outside with Bud to see if there was anything out there, but we had chain link fence, so I would have heard if somebody jumped over it, and nothing. And after that, Buddy did not go downstairs for 6 years or 7 years. Years. Like,
yeah,
after
I
that
remember
happened,
that.
Buddy was like, nope, not going to go downstairs.
And he was always perfectly fine to go down there before that.
And he was so sweet. I miss him so much. But, like, it was years after that Buddy thing happened. He's like, "No, I'm not having any of the downstairs stuff."
So I'm telling you, animals are very, very sensitive.
Well, if you like the show and you would like an ad-free experience, you can get one. Sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.